She's a ball of fire, but she's our ball of fire. Her name is Lauren Coe. She's from One Soldier at a Time, and welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, for people unfamiliar with One Soldier at a Time, it's not like you're the Veterans Outreach Center or you're, you know, the county. This is something you came up with yourself, and you've been doing it for a couple of years now. So, tell us a little bit about One Soldier at a Time.
All right. Well, we actually started about 14 years ago.
No kidding.
I know. I can't believe that much time has passed already. We actually started by adopting local military moms and wives, giving them gifts at Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Mother's Day, trying to keep them connected to their loved ones serving overseas at no cost to them, just because we know how difficult it can be when you're all by yourself, and we recognize our moms and wives as a hidden hero, and that they really do struggle. I mean, people don't realize that, like when my son was overseas, and I would have no contact. I mean, you know, for, you know, months on end, you don't know where they are, what they're doing. Yeah, there's no radio contact. There's no email. There's no texting. There's nothing.
Was he at sea or what branch was he in?
Yeah, he's in the Navy. So so he was on a ship. And even though they're underway, I mean, but there's no connection. You don't know what's going on.
It's not like he can say, "Hey, Mom, I'm in the Suez Canal" or something like that.
Right. You have no idea where they are. And even for him, it was only for a couple of months. I can't even imagine having someone overseas for 9 months. But you still don't know where he is, what he's doing, what he's up against. And you feel very isolated. You feel almost helpless. I didn't feel hopeless, but I definitely felt helpless to do anything other than pray, obviously. And
so was this a coping mechanism for you originally, do you think? Well, I mean, is that how you came to do it?
This actually started because a very dear friend of mine, her son was overseas. He was in the Marines. And 2 weeks before he was slated to come home, he did, but he didn't come home the way she had hoped for. He came home in a box.
Oh. Yeah.
And that is heartbreaking. And she had started something called the Molly Fund. And I felt compelled to try and support this Molly Fund for her education. So I gave 10% of my income that month to help her out. And even though I was pretty poor, I wanted to do what I could.
Sure.
And then we just, you know, another girlfriend, she started a project and I thought it was fabulous. I'm like, you know, more people need to do that.
Right.
So why not me? Well, I just felt like the tapping on my shoulder.
Well, you definitely have the attitude and the drive and, you know, the A personality for it.
Thank you, Dino.
Well, since I've met you 4 years ago now, maybe.
Yeah.
And you've just, like I said, you are our ball of fire because you are all about it. So One Soldier at a Time, hidden heroes are the moms and the parents and family and stuff like that. What else do you guys do for veterans and their families?
Well, the next thing we started doing, we started sending sun care packages overseas, trying to connect those serving overseas with their families so they didn't feel so isolated and alone, especially there's so many that don't have anyone sending them anything. We wanted them to know that they are loved from home.
Really? How did you choose these people?
I found local people that were overseas, and then we would adopt the entire platoon.
Wow,
and whatever packages were left over, and there was always a handmade card, a letter of encouragement to really let them know that they were thought of and valued. All the rest of the packages would go to the chaplain. So the chaplain would hand out the rest of whoever needed them.
Gotcha.
So we always knew they went into the right hands.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Awesome. And from there, that's when we got into really starting to support our very, very valued veterans. We started supporting 6 local PTSD homes, giving them hygiene packages. We now call them hygiene packages of hope because we've added so much more to them since we've grown. And so now, I mean, they get, let me tell you why we do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I think that's...
That's why you're here.
Yeah, I don't want. I'm going to try not to get too emotional about this, but just recently, when we had delivered actually a gift to one of our local moms, I didn't actually deliver it. One of my gals did, Jenny. She goes, "Lauren, you need to give this person a call. She lost her son, and he had actually taken his own life."
Oh yeah, we know that number.
Yeah, the number's
like
22 not.
Or something.
It's not 22 a day. It's closer to like 26. It's ridiculous.
Really?
And we need to do everything we can to stand in the gap. And when I went to go visit with her and I talked to her and I brought her some flowers. Now she's a Gold Star mom. She still has a son in the military, so she's still a Blue Star mom. And then some red roses. She told me that even though they survived the battle when they were over in Kuwait, the issue is that it was either they survive or these children. Mm. And in the moment, they decided they wanted to stay alive. But in their minds, they couldn't handle the death of these children. All four of these young men, in a short period of time, committed suicide. That's just wrong.
Yeah,
it's heartbreaking. They couldn't live with it in their minds, and that really breaks my heart. Imagine how many families are impacted by this.
Oh,
the you know, I can't imagine. What if that was my son?
Yeah, no.
Or husband or wife or whoever. I just can't even imagine. And so I think about all these veterans, and people don't realize, even over at Fort Drum, I'm hearing there's suicides weekly.
Really?
That's what I'm told by other military moms.
I believe it.
And they know because they're directly associated. The word doesn't go out, and I understand why, but it breaks my heart that our veterans are struggling so much. And they're not getting the support they need. And with this whole COVID thing, it just took a dive.
Sure, sure.
And that's why we changed our hygiene packages from hygiene packages to hygiene packages of hope. We are really trying to make a huger, larger impact, really reaching out to our veterans like never before. We're adopting 800 more veterans. We adopted 500 this past year. We're going to be adopting another 800. Actually, it's like 1,300 veterans that we're going to be adopting.
Hey, this is all in the Rochester area?
It's between Rochester, Wyoming, Bath, and Batavia.
Okay. All right.
So, Wyoming County has 600 veterans alone. It's such an impoverished area.
Yeah.
We're trying to make sure that not only are they going to get hygiene packages, but we want to try and, send them suits and jackets and dress shirts and ties, and
right, yeah,
so they can get jobs and go on interviews. They can go to work. They can meet with their family and feel good and feel confident with how they look. And when you feel good on the outside, you feel so much better on the inside.
Sure, sure.
The other thing I found out when I spoke with Robin out at Wyoming County is that she was Lauren. The other thing we ended up using with a lot of those suits because. One of my dear friends, Darlene, her husband, Maurice, he's a doctor, great guy. They ended up donating, I don't know, like 150 dress shirts, over 300 ties, 70 suit jackets and coats and everything. She goes, Lauren, you have no idea what we get to do with these because so many veterans that do die, they have nothing to be buried in.
No. Wow.
My heart sank.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you wrap your brain around that?
I can't.
Me either.
Yeah. So now on a daily basis, I know we're going to talk about an event that we've been doing for a bunch of years now. But how can people day to day help? I mean, you said you put these packets together. Where's the stuff come from?
Well, I give 10% of my income to the project personally. Uh-huh. So
you purchase stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So
do you get donations?
If we didn't have donations, I mean, we have literally, I can't even tell you, Carpus Family Foundation has been huge in supporting us. Camp Smile Foundation has been huge. The American Legion. I just can't even tell you out of Webster. There's been so many groups, Lions Club, so many groups, and then just individuals.
Mm-hmm.
They find out about us on the community page. Hey, we see you need these type of items. Can we help? They donate a lot of the items that we need for these packages. But then we're like, we want to do more. What can we do? And sometimes they're hands-on because people don't have. And if you don't have an extra dollar, I totally understand. But do you have time? Time is money.
Sure.
I will take your time all day long.
I'm at that age where I happen to know a lot of retired people all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're looking for stuff to do sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
So we love it. We love our volunteers. And then sometimes people, like the Mancini family, last Christmas, Well, they found out about us. They wanted to help deliver packages for us. They gave a huge donation, which blew my mind. They come from a military background. They understand what it's like and what an impact they made.
Wow.
I mean, but it doesn't just have to be, like I said, I mean, monetarily is great,
mm-hmm.
and we need it. We couldn't do it without it. But it's that hands-on help. It's prayers.
Yeah.
It's, you know, what can you volunteer?
Makes people feel good, too, when they can help physically like that, too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling, even when I do your event. OneSoldierAtATime.net.
Correct.
Let's get that out there right now.
Yes, please.
Okay, OneSoldierAtATime.net. That's all one word. And we're talking about Sunday, August 8th. We're throwing a party again.
Yes, we are.
This is how I got to meet you originally. Holt Lodge in Webster Park. It's the third annual Heroes and Hidden Heroes event. And tell us about what you got going on.
I am so super psyched. We have such an amazing lineup. Now, first of all, last year we sponsored 250 veterans that were able to eat for free.
Mm-hmm.
We want to adopt 400. Right now we have 114 adopted, so we still
cool.
have quite a ways to go.
Right, right. Well.
So people can actually go to our donate page and just donate and say, hey, adopt a veteran in our name, and I just need your name and address. Which is fabulous, or as many as they want. We had one person that donated 50. So,
no kidding.
I know. Can you believe it?
That's cool.
So super psyched. But this is our entertainment. We have Bo Ryan on the acoustic guitar. We have the Mason Tyler Band, 47 South. We have Magic and MC by Jimmy C. Then we have our fabulous special guest appearance by Dino K.
If Jimmy C. lets me in.
Oh my gosh.
He gets going on the mic, and I go, hey, go ahead, Jimmy. Have fun.
Oh,
man.
But you guys do such a great job. I mean, you just really play
fun.
Off each other. It's awesome. Then we have a fabulous dinner. This dinner,
yeah,
it's open to everyone.
It was delish last year.
Oh, it's going to be fabulous this year. We have Skip's Meat Market out of Fairport.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
providing all the food, the cooking, and we have the Wilshire Catering is going to be working hands in hand with Skip's.
Mm-hmm.
The Arlington is going to be providing all the sides. It's a fabulous pulled pork chicken dinner. I can't wait. I can't even tell you.
You're making me hungry now.
Oh, it is. When I saw the lineup and to think that we have so many, I mean, we have a lot of returning sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, Budweiser, Walmart, Wegmans. Oh, with every ticket, don't really forget, every ticket that's purchased, because maybe you can't make it, but you want to sponsor the event,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get one free entry for a 65-inch color TV donated by Walmart.
Nice.
Out of Webster.
So I remember that last year. I bought a couple extra raffle tickets myself.
I can't wait.
My wife would have yelled at me if I came home with a 65-inch TV. She's one of those people that they're too big. You know, if I win one, I'm bringing it home.
Well, the gentleman that won it last year, his name was Dave. He was a veteran, and he was within like a couple weeks from the event was going in for surgery because he had cancer.
Oh, geez.
He's living large. He's doing great.
Cool.
I just saw him a couple weeks ago, and he is loving his 65-inch color TV.
Oh, I bet he is. I bet he is.
My gosh, it's
right.
great.
So I can't believe it. We're almost out of time, but because you express yourself so well and you tell us what One Soldier at a Time is all about, onesoldieratatime.net, August 8th. It's a Sunday, 2 to 8, Holt Lodge, Webster Park. Beautiful spot. Beautiful spot.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
With the live music and the food skips over in Fairport. That's great. It's $30.
Well, it's $20.
In advance?
In advance by August 4th. After that, it's $30.
Okay. All right.
And the day
that's
off.
That's fair enough. And again, onesoldieratatime.net. You're looking for monetary donations, time donations.
We need. We're also going to need more volunteers for the day of.
Oh, for the event, right?
Yeah. My husband is going to have to procure a whole bunch of chairs and tables and put them up. He's one man, and we're going to need a lot of tables and chairs. We have two 20x40 tents that are being put up. So there's going to be a lot of hands-on. We have a great group of people that are coming out to help us, but we can always use more hands-on help. If people want to bring a nice dress shirt and a tie...
Oh,
that would
okay.
be that would be
so you
great.
Can take donations right there too. Huh?
I'm going to make it possible so we can.
Yeah, that's a great
There's
idea.
There's a lodge there. We can put all the donations in there. If they want to drop off things beforehand, they can do so. They can contact me at 585-764-4550, and they can do that in advance. There was one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, We are going to have chairs, but please feel free to bring your own chairs.
Oh, yeah, so
you
bring the folding chairs.
You know, you can just sit out and enjoy
music.
It's a
nice day in the park. It's a nice day in the park. You can sit under the tent or you can sit out in the sun, and it will be sunny that day. It'll be gorgeous.
I prayed for it.
So it will be so. One Soldier at a Time, Lauren Coe, Sunday, August 8th, Holt Lodge. It's going to be a great event. OneSoldierAtATime.net. Lauren, we'll see you in the park on Sunday the 8th.
I can't wait. Dino, thank you so much.